You look tired.
I tell you what. This hill, it gets steeper every time I climb it. It seems like everything around here is uphill. Oh, I'm gonna have to start exercising more.
Let me be the first to wish you a happy new year. You know, this time of year, we all start thinking about setting those resolutions. You know, it's not really something that I do, but there's certainly nothing wrong with it. Maybe you want to set some goals for yourself or really focus in on an area of your life that you would like to improve. Maybe you're trying to get into shape for the deer woods, you know, like I need to after climbing that hill, or for the hunt that you might have planned out west where, you know, you'll be doing an awful lot of walking. You know, I will never forget, it's been several years ago that I had never been pheasant hunting before. And so I had met these guys that had come down from Iowa, and I took them on a duck hunt. And it was a pretty successful duck hunt. And so they had a great time, and so they invited me to go back up to their home and a small farm that they had. They had about 250 acres that they managed for pheasant. And they invited me to come up there and go pheasant hunting with them. Well, I was so excited because, you know, I'd always wanted to go pheasant hunting, but I'd never had the opportunity. And so, I, like I said, I was really pumped up about it. And so I got up there with them on that morning, and we get up. And, you know, at that time, like I said, it's been 20, 25 years ago. And man, I thought I was in pretty good shape. Really, I thought I was in great shape. You know, I'd been playing racquetball a bunch, you know, I'd been pumping that iron. And so I thought, man, you know I'm going to do a lot of walking, but hey, I'm fit for the challenge. And these guys were about 20 years older than me. And so I thought, let's hit it. So that morning we get up and we get out there in the field, and they had some great dogs. They had two Vizslas and they had one German Shorthair. And I love those dogs, and they really worked the birds really well. And we had a good time and we shot a lot of birds. But let me tell you, by the end of that day, I didn't know if I was going to be able to put one leg in front of the other. I mean, I was wore out. Those guys had walked me into the ground. I didn't think I was going to be able to get up out of bed the next morning to go on the second day of the hunt. You know, all of that is great, isn't it? And we should take care of ourselves, you know, working out, playing racquetball, playing basketball. But there's something even more important for us to focus on. It is our relationship with the Lord. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." While it's certainly good to take care of our bodies, I mean, they are the temple of God. The thing most worthwhile is our time spent in growing into the person that God wants us to be. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." See, when Christ is our number one priority, other things benefit from it. Our marriages are stronger because we see Christ's example as He is the head of the church. Our work life is more productive because we realize that we should do all things for the glory of God. The choices we make on what even to spend our money on become more clear as we understand the importance of being good stewards of what God has provided to us. All of these things will come as we focus on the Lord, speak with Him through prayer, and meditate on His Word. That is my goal. That's my goal for this new year. Being intentional on spending more time with the Lord, seeking His guidance and direction. I hope you'll join me in strengthening your relationship with the Lord and seek His guidance for His will in your life. We each have a purpose for furthering the gospel. And what is the gospel? It is the good news of Jesus Christ and His saving grace. My prayer is that this new year brings you much joy and happiness.
Lauder, bring me some more Gatorade.
Honey, how long have you been at this?
Like 45 minutes, an hour. I'm getting after it.
It says 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
Are you sure? Feels like an hour or so.